Naturally to be placed here. These teeth are, I bought this teeth, I was like $46,000 in the shop in
Los Angeles. You lose it in a fight.
No, I have issues. This is an issue we have with Shatterbundle when we're trying to ask a couple of money sign out for a couple of
ads. You had issues with Shatterbundle. That's like Joshua having issues with Anthony Ruiz.
I gave him some couple of money to make some artists out at that period of time. He just
to make some artists out, like
to compose those niggas out and bring.
Does he compose songs?
He doesn't compose songs.
So why did you compose? Why did you? I don't understand.
Okay, the group of guys we're talking about, the guys that are like, they are there, they have a talent, but they're not well composed. So
so who is the composer?
Shatterbundle should be the composer because the money was given to him.
Excuse me. Wait. Shatterbundle should be the composer.
Yeah.
Or Shatterbundle is the composer. I want to know.
He is the composer.
You paid him for composition.
Yes, the show.
How many songs?
We are supposed to drop like 8 tracks on that album.
What's the name of the artist?
The artist, the A-list artist. They call themselves A-list artists.
The guy they call themselves A-list artists.
Oh yeah, but we call them A-list artists. Their name is called the A-list art.
A-list art.
Yeah, if Shatterbundle was here, I would say to him, man, Shatterbundle really fucked up. We had issue that day and some couple of guys came up and now had a boost out of my, took my teeth out and I have to go and spend a couple of millions, billions to...
Okay, that's the reason for the gold teeth.
That's the reason of the gold teeth, that's the reason I have this
but it fits you, it fits you, everything for a reason.
Yeah, check out, this shit is crazy over here.
Everything for a reason. Okay, now I want to ask you another question again. You are Shatterdinko.
Shatterdinko.
And that one is Shatterbundle.
Yeah.
Shatterdinko.
From Nigeria.
Shatterdinko, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir. How will this thing?
See, this is Nigeria. What do you think about Nigeria? Give us an overview of overview.
Well, Nigeria, I could say Nigeria, we have a lot of gold in the rusted area around and some kind of creativity, innovation. Because we...
A lot of gold in rusted area.
Yeah.
Like, where is rusted? Like, what iron?
Oh, when I say when I use the word rusted, you know that this is a very normal way we could put it here. We could be able to communicate with people in the society.
Okay,
like,
okay.
You know, with these millions and the billions that I have like this, I want to spray it out. I want to put it to the industry, the music. Me, Shatterdinko, coming back to this society, he wants to show the people and bring Shatterbundle back to his sense that... The money I gave you the other time, you're supposed to put it into use, but I'm back to this place.
Hello, hold on.
So we're going to the
slum. So wait, are you actually, hello. Wait, do you know what?
There's money.
As in, Shatterbundle has money?
He has, you know, he has change. For me, I call it change, but I don't know.
About how much are you worth right now?
I'm worth a lot of billion naira.
How many billions? How many billions?
But I'm going to say like I was like 33 trillion naira in Nigeria currency where I come from.
33 trillion
naira.
No, 73 trillion pounds in Nigerian currency would be much better. I think that's the amount of money.
No, it's because of the money I have to bring down.
Because
to
that's going
to
be so money. Because Shatterbundle has more than
much
that.
Money, too much money.
No, calculate your money again. Check it.
No, Shatterbundle is a small boy when it comes to money. You know when this interview comes off. Let me call my account manager. I want to be sure. I want Shatterbundle to understand that he is just a small boy.
I believe that money you were saying. Saying it's in naira.
The thing is that since I came back to this country, not as I enter this country now, you understand? I discovered say most of the money I spend are in naira. Because I know this. Let me call my account manager. Because Shatterbundle, he made a statement the other time. I was not happy when I watched some other things he was doing online. And to be
on Instagram.
Yeah, Shatterbundle, the motherfucker. I told you, all these guys are just doing. They have nothing. They are just playing. We talk about money. We talk about Shatterdinko money. We're talking about money that can settle the country and take care of people like Dangote. Put them in some kind of.
So are you trying to say that Shatterbundle is not worth 33 trillion naira?
He's just 33 trillion naira. I'm not talking about the net worth of what we both have. I'm talking about what I'm supposed to bring down to the industry in Nigeria, where we're going to take off this music to the next level. You know what's up? This is what we're going to do.
Are you trying to say that's not all your money?
That is not all. This is something.
You have more money somewhere else that we don't know.
Shatabondo,
do you have gold? Do you have gold?
We have a lot of gold, billions of gold, and thousands of gold everywhere. Like
where?
As much as you want to get it.
Like where? Where? Are you dealing gold? Because gold is very expensive, you know.
We do a lot of business. I had issues with a lot of people because of the kind of
business. Like SAS.
Yeah, no, I don't have issues with SAS.
DSS.
No, these ones are just. I don't have issues with the people in the country. Yeah,
so where's your problem? Is it Interpol?
No, when you talk about Interpol, sometimes I will not think about.
Okay, wait. I've heard about that. Was it that your container? You know, there was a particular time that they was had this marine. Wait, I'm coming. I'm trying to come into it, but there was a time that they had this marine coming, and then they had the U.S. Army try to stop them. You know, the U.S. Naval force trying to stop them. I was thinking about it was your submarine, because the way it went down and the way those people came to arrest you, because the way you are doing this tonight, it seems as if you are the cartel itself, because I can't believe you have so much money, because if you have this kind of money, then you must be the man that everybody's been looking for, the man behind everything. Because money talks.
That's why I'm here, to give everybody
the please tell us exactly how you've been making this thing. It's not easy to happy you, been, you know.
I've been
I
into what? So much business. I've been in so much business.
This is like, a cow. Like said,
we have, if you talk about cows, I have like.
The animal husbandry.
I have like cow.
Or animal wifery.
Like, I have my ranch. Like I have like 6 or 7 ranches in Nigeria. Here, yeah, where we do some cow trade. And those ones are just meant to put up to the society. They're like 54 hectares of land, each of them.
For each cow?
Yeah, for each. Ranch. For each ranch, so 54 hectares of land for each ranch, and still with all this we still grind on and still put on. And another thing, you see, okay, Baba, you see that thing you talk about, but you know why the best time was, because it's about to be just that container being the core, right? Because we had like almost like 500 containers coming to Nigeria.
Of what?
500 containers.
What was it coming?
Because they are all accessories.
Accessories of what? Earrings, chains, gold. Did you actually enter into the movie of Aladdin and took all the jewelries?
No.
The accessories you're talking about, what are they?
They're all gold. Most of them are
they're all gold.
Silvers and gold. We have
silver and gold. How?
But you never been to chains Dubai.
And, no, wait. I'm coming.
We have chains. We have
chains.
We have our wristband and other.
Wristband. Yes. Gold wristband.
Yeah.
Gold. Not bracelet, but wristband. Like the wristband that all these people that used to play, Lord Teddy's used to play, where you wear wristband, you know?
But you know the mixture of gold and wristband, where they used to do it, and all this kind of production from all these
Sahara gold
countries.
Wristband. Not even a gold, what's it called? Bracelet or something.
No, it's a gold wristband.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the design. And I tell you, when you talk about
money. Do you rub it on your face?
When you talk about money.
When you're playing lawn tennis. When you're playing lawn tennis and you're wearing a wristband, and it's a gold wristband, do you use it to rub on your face when you're playing and you're sweating?
No, you don't need to do that.
What do you use it
There's
for?
There's a gold handkerchief. You use that to clean up and do that.
Wow! Gold handkerchief.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. Because
how is it like? How big is it?
Do you know this? What's it called? A 6 to 6 and towel handkerchief that is not that big. That's the level of the. That's
6 to 6.
The length. 6 to 6.
The towel is made. The gold is made up of what?
It's just a total gold, and that's what we do.
How is it?
Is it
like a zinc? Is it made flat?
It's made flat.
How do you use this rub on your face with the zinc on the or with the gold? As in, is it metal?
It's not going to be metal.
It's going to be what? It's going to be liquid.
It's not going to be liquid.
It's going to be gas.
It's going to be like the toy you have it.
How can it's going to be fabric?
Yeah, it's going to be.
So
fabric.
You're going to transfer fabric gold. So you can transfer fabric gold to
yeah,
fabric.
Yeah.
My brother, you're a genius.
It's fabric gold.
God.
Fabric gold.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what we do.
Fabric gold.
And I tell you, Baba, that's Shatter Bond the best for that. You are called Nubasa.
Fabric gold.
This is Shatter Dinko. I remain Shatter Dinko because there's too much money.
Well, that makes that. We come to think about it now. Yeah. You know, when you come in on this level, when you think of fabric gold,
yeah,
who tells you that? You know, even some people wear some things that look like gold. You know, they just wear this kind of.
You never.
But they're never really gonna be real gold and stuff.
But
just
this
gonna
one,
be like
so this one
look are, like. But the way you're saying now, you're
going
an idea.
A real time fabric gold.
Wow.
Handkerchief, man.
Is it for sale?
For sale.
You know that the girls like good things.
Yeah, I know.
So is it possible to have good condoms?
Yeah, we have good condoms. They have good condoms.
Condoms.
Made for good pussies.
No, the gold is meant for like when silver is there because you know it can be gold all the time.
No,
the pussy can be good, but
they're
just condoms that is gold.
It's a product of silver.
Gold. Because you can have fabric, you can wear it like shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able to have good condom now.
There's good condom. Yeah, there's good condom. There's also a good pussy condom.
You know, gold seculo.
No, gold condom. The condom itself is gold.
It's gold.
Yeah,
it's elastic.
Yes, because it's going to come from Adinko.
Excuse me, Adinko.
Yeah.
You guys have devised a way to make gold elastic.
Yes.
Wow.
For us to have it in fabric, we have it in elastic.
That your company. Where's the address of this your company?
The address of the company. And if you want to know my company, you can call. You can check on Shatter Adinko. The name of the company is called Shatter Adinko. That's where you can get our gold and
Shatter Adinko.
Yeah, Shatter Adinko. www.shatteradinko.com. And after that, you could reach on the company in Street Slamos Street 7157 Britton Batrinius in New York.
In New York or Badagry?
New York, sir.
But this thing you said that when I typed it, that is Badagry that I brought out. You are calling all these names and the thing is showing me Badagry.
The one is showing here is the Nigeria branch.
You have a Nigeria branch?
Yeah, the one in Badagry. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really, really nice.
Yeah.
That's really, really nice.
Yeah,
man, you are really, really Shatter Dinko.
Yeah.
Shatter Dinko, it's been nice interacting with you.
Now,
since you're a businessman and you do different type of businesses,
yeah.
What kind of business do you think that the Nigerian youth are not doing right now?
The kind of business I see the Nigerian youth are not doing right now, for me, coming back to Nigeria as Shatter Dinko, I'll tell this society.
Wait, how did you even make your money there?
I make my money through every creativity and innovation, how to put into the society and whatever.
Like how?
Like, man, the first we start doing business from the other side of the country.
What business is that?
I will say to you guys, because everybody knows it's all street, and you know what's up. Yeah. No guy they be. But we'll come up for somewhere before come here, we'll sit down here. I've been a Nigeria boy, Shatter Adinko, way there. Nothing is up.
They rep.
So we are repping this country and we're going to keep it real time. Forget Shatter, whosoever I call his name, Ghana, there, man. You know, get money.
You can't even stop. You can't help but start talking about Shatter Bondu.
Yeah, Shatter Bondu, Fox. You see, that guy deal with me and see, I got Fox.
How much of your money did he take? You?
Yeah, he took like almost like $37 million from me.
$37 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the first deal we did. And Shatter Bondu, man. Shatter Adinko is back again. So like you say, we're here to make sure the society believe what they're doing. Whatever you're doing, if you're creating something out of nothing, just believe that you're heading somewhere. And whatever you're trying to innovate in your mind, man, just believe that whatever you're going to innovate, make it to be more substantial to yourself and at least to the society. Let them have something to say about you when it comes to reality. Because, man, Shatter Adinko is still here for real, man. Ogbeni, everybody got to stand up, Sha. And I got to go.
Okay, nice ending speech. This speech was better than Obama's presidential speech, when inaugurational speech, when they were making the president of America. Because this your speech is one of a kind. It just summed up everything that you're not high. And you are still in the normal process. They don't take it that way that you've tried. At least they should try to be able to save, salvage their good name by trying to make a better speech as well like Adinko has already done. So Adinko is good and we are also good. So we're waiting for the gold pants and gold condom, gold fabrics, gold cap. I know are you the Adinko gold?
No, I'm the Shatta Adinko, not the Adinko gold. The Adinko gold is a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that made him. I heard the story. I know you don't want to take the glory.
I don't want to talk about that guy.
But you made that guy. They say you get that guy $250,000. Like swear. Full cash. You say you saw him. He said he was in a Nikon Noga that you people met, and you were
that
like,
guy.
The guy had been struggling.
Oh God!
And he gave him that kind of money.
That's serious.
You know, people like you are rare to come by.
I swear, I never believe people. Adinko Good and God.
Adinko Good is a company.
Misha Adinko gave him life to live. I couldn't believe that guy like that could just change.
God is using people like you now.
Yeah. I just have to come back to this country for real, man.
That's why we're happy Nigeria. That you're back.
We're
happy that you're back.
Yeah.
So
Shatta Adinko is back. Nigeria, we're back.
So what about the stadium you're building in Yanapaja?
Oh, that one? I was thinking to make sure they have the whole seats plated with gold.
Jesus.
Yanapaja.
Yeah, the whole seats under that bridge.
All those stars there. Oh my, MC Luomo here.
You wanted to start?
You following start. The
You don't go see the old bridge.
The bridge. They all come out the old seat.
You don't talk seat. Oh, the re-bridge. Oh, the great bridge, Lord, and everything. Because I don't know where that gold is inside. They want to eat the bridge, find gold.
Shatta Adinko,
you're causing problem. Your money is
more
a problem.
Problem.
More money, more problem, Adinko. Adinko, are you sure the country can survive this? Your money, this your money speak.
We'll make sure the country eats from it well.
They should eat from it well.
Yeah,
I said.
We're here to give good.
You're going to be doing federational cooking.
Man, but Nigeria, man.
Good plated rice.
They should still wait, man. Mm-mm. Good plated rice.
What about the food industry? What do you plan?
The food industry? The food?
Yes.
The food industry. Agriculture has been our motto ever since we started in this country. So we need to build up our... It's just to have to mechanize the farm.
Are you thinking of edible gold?
No.
I'm talking about farming now. You jump from gold now.
Farming.
I said that the corn will have gold.
No,
the yam. Can we have gold yam?
No, we cannot have gold yam.
Why?
Gold yam.
Why? Because, can we have gold maize?
No. We can have the best of maize and the best of yam.
What is good about the product? One good. Everything. I think good has to be everything.
Yeah. What
gold.
I'm going to do is that I'll make sure that every machinery is imported to the country to work in every plant or every land, and every hectares of farm will be all gold. So we have
every
our machines,
plant.
Every hectares of land
will be gold.
No, the machines that I'm going to bring to work
will be
to
gold.
Farm, they're all gold.
Tires will be gold.
Yeah, the tires are going to be normal tires.
Lights will be gold.
The machine, the metals, the every part of the machine has to be gold.
So are you saying we should vote for you for something or something?
Yes. If you guys put me on, I'll love to be the president of this country.
Jesus.